Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Watcher Ruth, and this is my program Here, There, and Everywhere, where we like to go into the unthinkable, weird, the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, the things that you don't want to know about, but absolutely need to. Boy, it's been a very momentous week in the world, all over the world, in my own life, and I'm sure in your life also. But the bottom line is, as the scroll is unfurled, so to speak, the truths of the prophecies are given to us, one little spoonful at a time. There is a lot of talk about, I think, some really, you know, things are not nearly as bad as you might think. And we weren't put here to talk about every bad thing that the Lord said's going to happen in the final days. We're called to rejoice in the righteousness and the holiness of God, and the truth is that He saved us. You know, He is the one that did the work for us. And He says to us, if we will listen, if we will listen. In the Word, He says in Ezekiel 33:10, O people of Israel, you are saying, our sins are heavy upon us. We pine away with guilt. How can we live? Tell them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of any of the wicked. I desire that the wicked turn from their wicked ways and then live. Turn away from wickedness. Flee from wickedness. Why will you die, O Israel? For the good works of a righteous man will not save him if he returns to sin. And the sins of an evil man will not destroy him if he repents. And he returns, and he turns from his sin. So, there's a lot of prophets out there. And I don't just really know if I want to listen to all of them telling me that I'm helpless, that I don't have power, because I have power. I have power and liberty in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not indifferent. Are we indifferent? Is that what's going to be, you know, what we do in the final days? Be indifferent? Just say, well, I don't know. If they come and take me to the FEMA camp, I'm just going to say, okay, I'm going to chillax here. Go into the FEMA camp. You know, those policemen, I know they have better ideas for me than them doggone gangs. Were we called to be foolish, or were we called to be wise? I just don't know. I am baffled and overwhelmed by the things I'm hearing today. Live within my love is what John said about the Lord Father. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a very large crop of fruit. If you stay in me and obey my commandments, you will ask anything you like and it will be granted. I have appointed for you to go and produce lovely fruit, always to go, that no matter what you ask from the Father, using my name, I will give it to you. That doesn't sound very awful to me. That doesn't sound like my Father's going to abandon me when I need him. Oh, foolish people that have little faith in the God Almighty, the high tower, who wants to lift you up and strengthen you, to give you the wisdom of Solomon, to rejoice in the truth, the hope and the faith that we have. The hope and the faith. Remember, you, as it says in Colossians 4:4, have a master in heaven who is closely watching you. Don't be weary in prayer, keep it. Keep at it. Watch for God's answers and remember to be thankful when they come. Make the most of all of your chances to spread the good news. The good news. The happiness. The strength that you have in the Lord Father. Not the weakness. Not the brokenheartedness, not the mindset of man who created nothing. You are to be wise in all your contacts with men. Let your conversations be sensible and gracious. So then you will have the right answers for everyone. Yes, that's what the word says. It doesn't say that you're going to be taken down and handed over to the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Had Doug Hagman ask me this week on his program a couple of addresses. Here's one address for Doug Hagman, James 3:5. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark. And the tongue is a flame of fire. It's full of wickedness and poisonous. Every part of the body, the tongue is set on fire by hell itself and can turn our whole lives into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. We're not appointed under wrath by the Father God. We're appointed under wrath by man. There we go. James 4 says, but the wisdom comes from heaven, is first of all pure. Doug, James 4:17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and full of quiet gentleness and is then peace-loving and courteous. It allows discussion and is willing to yield it on to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It's wholehearted and straightforward and sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. Now then, in continuing on in chapter 4, it says, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it because there's a whole army of evil desires within you? You want what you don't have, so you kill to get it. You long for what others have, and you can't afford it, so you start a fight to take it away from them. And yet, the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask God for it. And even when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole aim is wrong. And you want it only what you want because it gives you pleasure. You ask it in a myth. If you speak with the Holy Spirit's heart and God's heart, and you ask in the right mind, what father will give his son a stone when he is hungry? Who loves to bless, strengthen, and edify their children? Yes, a father is punitive, but a father is not punitive unto death. And we have not been erected onto eternal judgment once we have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a strong tower built within us. We are holy watchmen on the wall. We are to be spreading the tempered mortar of the truth, not the wicked lies of false prophets, who don't want to renew us in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, those who drink the water are strengthened. Those who walk in the light walk in pure light. There is no darkness in the light. And even if you lose your life, fear not the man who can take your life. Fear the man that can take your soul. Walk in the light. Be led by the light. Lead yourself not by the flesh and the word and the doctrines of man that make void the word of God. Be rightly dividing the word of God. Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept on precept. Rightly dividing the word to find yourself approved so that you can fight a righteous fight unto the end in the field, wearing the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of truth, and the shield of faith, knowing that your God strengthens you. And he told you, have you not read in the prophets? Have you not read that he said that if you walk in my path, under the shadow of my protection, that no harm will come to you, that you will be strengthened in me, and that you are to move forward in this dimension, in this clay pot, in this who, where, and what you are, to be what you are in the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we not know this is what we need to be? The great commission you were given, this great commission, was it not that you were supposed to go out and give the good news? Give the good news of the saving grace of Jesus Christ and the future? The future that we have. Did not John say, didn't Jesus Christ tell John, and isn't it written in the prophets that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go there to prepare this place for you, will I not return again for you? And there we shall banquet together, because there I prepare a table for you, and I invite you as an honored guest, and I anoint your head with oil. There you will rule and reign with me in righteousness and holiness, because I am a priest, Jesus said. I am under the line of Melchizedek. I am of the line of David. I am of the priesthood of Levi. I am king and priest. And we are empowered with the king and the priesthood to walk today in power, not meek, not brokenhearted, not looking to the future with frailness and fear. Fear not, fear not, but be strengthened in the truth. Be strengthened. Wake each day knowing that if you have accepted the King and He rules and reigns in your heart, that you have the power to move mountains. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, all power is given unto you to put serpents under your feet. The serpent that came to kill, steal, and destroy. The one who came, the one who has infiltrated apparently everywhere. Because we are not called under a righteous, honorable king to be foolish and brokenhearted. We're called to go about this world with the Great Commission. What is the Great Commission? Orient yourself to the Great Commission. He gives us more strength to stand against all evil longings. As the scripture says, God gives us strength to be humble, but sets himself against the proud and the haughty. So give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. Be patient and take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. James 5:8. Don't grumble about each other, brothers. Are you yourselves above criticism? For see, the great judge is coming. He's almost here. Do you not know? Strengthen yourselves. In strength, we move forward. Not as a broken clay pot, because you are magically, wonderfully, and perfectly made. You are the envy of all of the trees of Eden, says Ezekiel 31:9. There were no cypresses that had branches equal to it. None had boughs to compare to it. And none were equaled in its beauty. That's you. It was strong and beautiful, for its roots went deep to water. Ezekiel 31:7. Deep to the water. Deep. You planted deep. You planted deep. Don't be in the valley full of dry bones. Don't do it. The Lord God sets you free from your sins. He has said that he has that your sin is as far as the east is from the west. Do you not know, have you not read of the love of Jesus Christ? He will destroy, but he's not going to destroy the people he loves. He will destroy the people of Moloch. He will destroy the people who follow Ashtaroth. He will follow those that want the next Tower of Babel. Those are who he will destroy. He is the great healer of man. Have you not read of the paralytic who he said, pick up your stretcher and go home, for you are healed? And the man jumped up and took the stretcher, pushed away as stunned onlookers looked on. Do you not know? Do you not see? And can you not understand that you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and the strength that he gives you? What he has done, let his knowledge, let his peace, let his hidden secrets within your heart strengthen you. Awesome judgment is awaiting you. True. And then reward. And then reward. Because you are magically and wonderfully made. In the same way Jesus Christ was, and you are not meek-hearted. You are strengthened. You will be strengthened in the Lord Jesus Christ every day if you call on to him. Yes, it's true. Things will happen. But you need to be prepared. You will be dragged out. Yes, it's true. Let's find out. What is it? What will happen? As he stood in the temple, he was watching the rich tossing their gifts into the collection box. Then a poor widow came to buy and dropped in two rubber copper coins. Really, he remarked, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given little of what they had. They didn't even need what they gave. But the poor, she gave it all. Some of the disciples began talking. Jesus said, the time is coming when all these things you're admiring will be knocked down. Not one will be left, not one stone. They said, Master, when is that going to happen? He said, that time hasn't come yet. But when it does, when you hear about these things, these wars and insurrections, I'll tell you, don't start panicking then. Because true wars are going to come. The end isn't going to happen just yet, though. All nations will rise against themselves. There's going to be earthquakes all over the world. Most of the place is going to be hungry. Most of the place there's going to be vast epidemics and scary things are going to happen. You're going to see things in the skies and the heavens you've never seen before. Even when these things happen, then persecutions are going to start to happen. You're going to be persecuted each and every day for what you believe. And when they drag you before courts, when they arrest you, and when they bring you into the synagogues and prisons before kings and governors because of your faith in Jesus Christ, many will know about Jesus Christ, and he will be honored. Don't be concerned about what will be said about you. Don't think about the words that you'll be saying in advance. Only let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Because to not allow the Holy Spirit to speak through you is the only unforgivable sin, Matthew 24. Even the closest to you, your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, will betray you and have you arrested. And some of you will be killed. Luke 21:16. and everyone will hate you because you're mine, and you're called by my name. This is why we came here. But not a hair of your head will perish. For if you stand firm, you will win your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you will know that the time of its destruction has arrived. When these things begin to happen, stand straight and look up, for your salvation is near. Luke 21:28. Luke 22:33, and though all heaven and earth shall pass away, yet my words will remain forever. Watch out. Don't let my sudden coming catch you unaware. Don't let me find you living in careless ease, carousing and drinking and occupied with the problems of this life, like all the rest of the world. Set apart, holy nation, priests, called to be watchers on the wall. Keep a constant watch and pray that, if possible, you may arrive in my presence without having to experience these horrors. And I'm going to go down to the end of the page, which says, or pray for strength, or to pass safely through these coming horrors. To pass through them, like the Passover. So the same shall be as it was then, is today. The world's sin is unbelief, and we do not hold true the truth of the world, because we don't hold true to the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. We know that the world is full of sin, but that there is an available God with goodness available to us. And this means deliverance from judgment in the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. John 16:8. There is righteousness available because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no more, said Jesus Christ, until I return. John 16:10. Now, family, no matter what is said, the Comforter has come. Because Jesus Christ said in John 16:7, but the fact of the matter is that it's best for you that I go away. For if I don't, the Comforter won't come. If I do, he will. For I will send him to you. So that means he is here. So that anything you ask at that time, that you won't need to ask for anything, for a man can go directly to the Father and ask him, and he will give it to you to ask, because you've asked it in my name, as long as you don't ask amiss. He says in John 17:24, if you haven't tried this before, but you begin now, ask using my name, and you will receive it, and your cup of joy will overflow. Ask plainly to the Father. Present your petitions. Present them to the Father so he can grant your request. Go forward in power and joy. Don't be meek-hearted. You're strong, family. God, strong. Rock on, brother. You do great work. I love you. Joe and Doug, you're great. Awesome. Have a good day, family. Love you all. Thanks for listening. If you're listening in archive, you rock. See you next time. Good night. Goodbye. Bye-bye.